Good Thursday morning, beloved, and thank you again for meeting with me on this beautiful morning to share just a few moments together in reading God's Word. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. Today's reading begins with Paul describing his visit to Troas, a major seaport city located in the northwest corner of Asia Minor. He then describes the victory that believers through Christ experience. And so let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 12. When I arrived in Troas to preach the good news about Christ, I found that the Lord had opened the way for the work there. But I was deeply worried because I could not find our brother Titus. So I said goodbye to the people there and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, for in union with Christ, we are always led by God as prisoners in Christ's victory procession. God uses us to make the knowledge about Christ spread everywhere like a sweet fragrance. For we are like a sweet-smelling incense offered by Christ to God, which spreads among those who are being saved and those who are being lost. For those who are being lost, it is a deadly stench that kills. But for those who are being saved, it is a fragrance that brings life. Who, then, is capable for such a task? We are not like so many others who handle God's message as if it were cheap merchandise. But because God has sent us, we speak with sincerity in His presence as servants of Christ. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. It says, "For we are like a sweet-smelling incense offered by Christ to God, which spreads among those who are being saved and those who are being lost." And that statement is so very true, because the gospel message goes out. As you, beloved, walk down the street, you walk down the hallway, you greet people, whatever, when the people that you meet see the Christ in you, the gospel message is going forth. And it's spread amongst those who are going to be saved and those who are not going to choose to be saved. That's why it's so important for us to always be ready to give a good word, a good testimony about Jesus Christ, about the gospel message, about what God is doing in our lives, because this may be the only time that people are exposed to that gospel message. And so let it be like a sweet-smelling incense offered by Christ to God. And let the people that see and hear our testimony be pricked in their conscience and choose to serve God. Let's pray. Loving God, teach me to be like a sweet fragrance, spreading the knowledge about Christ everywhere, and to be like a sweet-smelling incense, giving glory and honor to you. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, where the Spirit of the Lord gives life. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, be blessed. May your families be blessed, and may that beautiful gospel message spread through you and your families throughout the world.